Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Our first reading is from Micah chapter 6. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring fountains of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of slavery. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. The word of the Lord. We will read Psalm 15 responsively. Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide upon your holy hill? They do not slander with the tongue. They do no evil to their friends. They do not cast discredit upon a neighbor. They do not give their money in hope of gain, nor do they take bribes against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be overthrown. Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians. The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and their discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided, through the foolishness of our proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, for God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful, not many were noble of birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Sometimes as children, there comes a responsibility to our family. It comes in a variety of forms. One such opportunity came 20 years ago when my father retired from active parish ministry as a pastor. The planners of the retirement event kept substantial parts of the program, of the event, a surprise for my father. And one element was a "this is your life" kind of presentation, where they brought people from throughout my father's ministry forward to speak briefly. In fact, they managed to get people there from every one of the congregations he had served. As children who grew up in a parsonage, they invited my father's three sons to speak. I stood up and spoke briefly about life in the household. I noted the mischief that we got into from a very young age. And I used that to, well, play into that great Lutheran great, "A mighty fortress is our God." It played well. My brother, younger brother, got up and told a story about my father's love for language and for wordplay, and he told a joke that in the moment fell absolutely flat, but in reality was brilliant. Brilliant because it illustrated just how subtle was my father's sense of humor and his use of wordplay. My older brother, he got up and spoke about how in our household, faith is never a personal, private thing. Our faith has implications for how we behave, how we act, what we do out in the world, in our community, among our peers. The Greek word for this is polis. He spoke about the way in which our faith is always understood to have implications for the political sphere. Finally, at the end of the night, they invited my father to come forward and to speak. He thanked everyone. He thanked the planners and the surprise guests and all who attended. He was gracious in a way that I had come to know my father at so many levels. Then he noted that everything he sought to be and to do as a pastor is grounded in Micah. Do justice. Love kindness. Walk humbly with God. For him, it was a guiding mantra that had been his touchstone throughout public life as a pastor. His is a reminder that for each of us, we need such a touchstone, a code, if you will, that guides how we live in our household and in our work and in our community. As is the case with most pithy phrases, Micah's admonition of what the Lord requires of us is much easier said than lived. Micah offers clarity about this. Too easily the faithful turn what God demands on its head. In Micah's time, there was a focus on sacrifice that did not necessarily change the way that people responded to each other. Outward ritual did not have effect on daily living. Paul notes in 1 Corinthians that when the faithful live fully into the promise of the resurrection, well, to the larger world, it is folly. The message of the cross is foolishness. But for those who believe and who seek to operationalize that faith, that truth, well, the message of the cross is resurrection, is salvation, is life. It is ground for hope. Easier said than done. So too, Jesus outlines a strangely lovely promise of blessing. At first glance, it is wonderful. Then as the faithful listen deeply and carefully, there is a way that Jesus teaches an understanding of God's reign that subverts the natural tendency of human culture and society. Jesus announces blessing on the folks whom polite society would be hard-pressed to see as blessed. He calls upon all the faithful to live in solidarity with those who are destitute and without hope. Jesus reminds all who follow this way of God's love that there are consequences. The cost of caring for the outcast is often experienced in social loss, economic loss, even political loss. It is all so much easier said than done. So yes, let us remember the guiding principles. Perhaps adopt them for ourselves. Do justice. Love kindness. Walk humbly with God. Perhaps repeat it over and over again until it becomes a part of our being. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God. Indeed, only then does the hard work of living in this mantra in our homes, in our school, in our community, in our political life, does it really begin.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.